Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. The Cowboys getting ready for Texas State, coming off of their big win over Hawaii in overtime. We've got one of the heroes of that game, maybe the hero, Cash Maloia, defensive lineman, joining us here on the program. Cash, take me through that pick, man. What did you see? What happened? And, boy, that was a huge play, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. I recognized the play from earlier in the game. And they went back to it. I'm like, oh, man, this got to be it. And I see the ball tipped up in the air as it's thrown. And I was like, I got to come back and make a play on it. So.
And you totally did right there. It was a heck of a play. What was the feeling like afterwards? Were you at the bottom of the dog pile out in the middle of the field? And just kind of what was going on? Take me back through that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was an amazing feeling, man, being at the bottom of the pile, you know. Just growing up where I came from, that's just a dream all the kids had, just being at the bottom of the pile, making big plays and big games. So it felt great to be out there.
And it was a huge win for you guys coming off that Oregon loss and starting Mountain West play. Can you kind of tell us how big that win was for the Cowboy football team?
I mean, it meant a lot to us, you know. Mm-hmm. We plan on going 1-0 each week, so we plan on, like, letting the pass go so we can focus on the team each week. So
I was talking to Tyler Hall earlier, and of course he had that long kickoff return for a touchdown. Yes, and I asked him, I go, what would you rather do, a pick six or a kickoff return for a touchdown? And he said that was a tough one, but probably a pick six. He also had me ask you, if it wasn't in that position in overtime, would you have taken that interception to the house?
Oh yeah, definitely. If I caught the ball like on a run, I would have definitely took it to the house. It just shows how strong our defense is, and I think that would have helped put a statement on how good our defense can be.
I know Wyoming had a lot of defensive touchdowns last year. Were you one of those at all, and have you ever scored a defensive touchdown?
No, not last year, but I have scored a defensive touchdown in high school, but that was it. That was it, yep.
Definitely so. So you've got the everybody, you know, made the I was listening to your post-game interview with on the radio, and they were talking about the cast, the club you had on your right hand, and how you're kind of tired of talking about it a little bit. But, you know, playing with that, what was that like for you to have to play with that and go through an entire game with that thing on your hand?
I mean, playing with the cast just taught me, like, another side of being tough, you know, just – it taught me to emphasize, like, eyes to the thighs and wrap and squeeze. So, you know, it made me a better player. It made me focus on the ball when I had the chance to. So,
Are you in any pain with it on there, out there, or is your adrenaline going so much?
Yeah, my adrenaline was going a lot, so didn't really feel any pain.
So when the ball's up in the air, I mean, you probably are just reacting more than thinking out there. I mean, you obviously put your hands out there. Was it jostling around? Where did you end up catching the ball?
I mean, as soon as I saw the ball in the air, I just, like, cut back to make the play on it. And then I had my eyes on the ball. I just crumbled up, tried to make a little hole, tried to make a nest for the ball to stay in tight to my body.
And it just stayed right there? You didn't have to grab it with your legs or anything like that? It didn't slip through?
It was, I have one, my left hand on it and two legs. So.
That's awesome, man. How would you feel your mustache game is right now, Cash?
Oh, man. I think it's pretty strong. You know, I shave it and it comes back like 2 days later, so.
You have to keep it trim, right? You don't just, you're not just letting it grow out. You got to make it look pretty stylish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yep, definitely.
Now, I know, okay, who is it? There's a player. Is it Adam Pilipil who's got kind of like the handlebar mustache going or something? Somebody on there's got a pretty slick mustache, don't they?
Man, I think it's Drew Van Monen.
Oh, Drew does. That's right.
Yeah,
Drew does.
Yeah.
So how did that all happen? Who decided to do the mustache, and who all is involved in this?
I mean, I don't think it was a plan. I think Drew just wanted to do it for fun and stuff, so... I mean, I've been at this mustache, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cash Maloia joining us here on the program, talking some Wyoming Cowboy football. Your defense as a whole, Cash, do you feel like the improvements have been made? You know, you guys heard it all from last year. Too many yards, too many points, all that stuff, despite forcing all those turnovers, just too many big plays. Do you feel like the improvement has been made on defense to where you guys are a solid defense right now?
Yeah, I believe so, but I still feel like there's some stuff we can work on, but we definitely have some strengths on defense. And I feel like we could just work on some stuff some more to make us even better. So there's always something out there that we can get better at. So
you guys have made it really tough for opponents to really run the ball consistently on you guys. The defensive line, how do you feel like you guys, I mean, you guys have really started to develop some depth there. How do you feel the defensive line has come along?
Man, it's unbelievable. Like, we even have two young guys, Revante and Javari. So I feel like we're doing pretty good up front. We're pretty strong, heavy up front. So that makes the linebackers' jobs easier.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys have a tough quarterback to go up against. I was listening to Coach Bull talk about Texas State's quarterback and how he's a former like 5-star recruit, highly recruited guy out of, you know, was it Mississippi State. What do you know about this guy, and what do you know about Texas State early on this week, Cash?
I really haven't focused on me watched any film on them yet. We'll watch them today, though. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cash, when you're not focused on football and schoolwork and all that kind of stuff, what kind of things do you like to do?
Oh, sometimes I'll go hiking.
Okay.
Or I'll just come to the stadium and run some bleachers.
So for fun, you come to the stadium and run some bleachers?
Yeah.
Wow. What's wrong with you, man?
Man, I don't know. My pops has always told me that.
He just to stay busy and keep working hard?
Yeah, he told me just to run bleachers, make my legs stronger and stuff.
Okay, so when you're running bleachers, how many can you do at one time before you're just dog tired?
Maybe like four snakes, like up and down, up and down. So.
Okay, and where do you go hiking? Do you just go up in the mountains there?
Yeah, just somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Not too far.
All right. Very good, man. Hey, Cash, it certainly was a pleasure talking to you. We'll see you Saturday for the Texas State game. And, man, keep it up, man. Good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.